Democrat Val Demings mulls run against Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. By Wendell Hasebo on April 29, 2021. Representative Val Demings, DFL, is considering a campaign against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. While the Florida Democrat Party is in shambles before state redistricting. At this point, it's more likely than not that she does run. A source who had recently spoken with Demings reported to Politico. And if she does, it's almost definitely running for governor. I've received so many calls and texts and emails. And have been stopped when I'm out and about by people who are asking me that very same question, Demings said on April 23 to Politico. Matter of fact, they think I should run for statewide office and maybe challenge the governor. Or challenge Senator Rubio next year, she said. I'm seriously considering a statewide run. And we'll see what happens. The potential decision has two primary known factors. The first is an unclear path to winning the Democrat primary. The Florida Democrat Party, which Politico coined Friday as in shambles, has for years failed to conduct the voter registration programs it needs in order to win statewide elections. Demings' challenge of defeating a governor who has one of the highest approval ratings in the country is a tall task for her political party, which has had multiple candidates eyeing a run against DeSantis for years. Namely, statewide elected Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried and former Republican Governor Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, who switched to the Democrat Party in 2012. But the more dramatic factor is the state's redistricting that will most likely add a seat in Central Florida, where Demings is seated, just in time for the 2022 U.S. House midterms. It's no secret Republicans control the state's politics. And with redistricting on the horizon, state Republicans' lawmakers may attempt to divide her current district, making a House re-election win difficult. Lake County's property appraiser and former Republican State Senator Kerry Baker explained to Breitbart News he expects the district to be carved in the vicinity of the I-4 corridor, a politically coveted piece of real estate that runs from Orlando and Orange County to Tampa, Florida. Demings' district encompasses the majority of West Orlando, splitting the city right down the middle from north to south, stretching northwest and southwest to cover the more rural and suburban territory.